Cairns, Triple M Brekkie with Tammy and JB. It's time to have a look back at history.
Cairns History Book. Here's some real stories from right here in our region with Dr. Sandy.
Dr. Sandy, last week you blew our mind with some great stories about Chinatown here in Cairns and Grafton Street many, many, many years ago. What have you got for us this week?
Oh, I'm going somewhere completely different today. We're going for Bombs Away. And we're taking you to the World War II time of about 1943, 1944, and a couple of kids that were having a bit of fun. Now, you have to remember that during the war, a lot of families were evacuated and they were sent south for their safety, but there were some essential service families that stayed here, including a couple of families that had some 10-year-old boys. And they used to like mucking around between Hartley and Bunda Street and Spence Street, because all that area down there where roughly where Bunnings is now, around A-Mart, around that area, was a lot of troops. And they were stationed there and they had stores there. And so these boys used to hang out with the big fellas. But one day they were in the long grass and they were looking around, as you do, and they came across a very interesting white football type of thing. And they thought, wow, this is a bomb. This is great. Let's see what happens if we tie a tea towel to it and put it off the top of the gas works, which is quite a very big, the gas works were over that direction down near the sugar terminal. And so they thought that they would go to one of their mum's backyards, get her a nice, fresh, clean, white tea towel off the line that she'd probably spent hours boiling it up in the boiler. And they attached it to the bomb. They went up to the top of the gasworks and then they released it. And then nothing happened. Wow, that was exciting. Went down again, went and got it, came back up again, tied it again, put it down, nothing happened. Oh, this is great. Go for a third time. They get down the bottom and they realise that the top of the screw on the bomb was starting to come a bit loose. So one of the boys whipped out his very handy screwdriver, which he'd been given for Christmas with a lovely wooden handle. Instead of tightening it up, he started untightening the screws. Remember, he's only 10. And then all this white smoke came out. And then at that point, all these men came running. Because remember, they're at the bottom of the big gas tank.
Jeez. Right?
Absolutely huge. And so they all came running and that was a big white smoke bomb. Thank goodness for that, because if it had have gone off, it had have been a real one, it would have blown up half of Cairns.
Jeez.
Idiots.
In fact, they weren't even thinking along those lines.
10-year-old boys. Like, it shows that it's been generation after generation and 10-year-old boys still do stupid stuff back in the day. So absolutely incredible.
Or exciting stuff, depending on which way, how old you are at the time.
So the grown men saved the day and there's the story.
Well, they did. But the unfortunate part about that for one of the boys was he got copped a bit of a hiding.
Yeah.
Because his dad was away at war. So the sergeant of that area decided that he'd have to be the father and he had to give the boy a hiding.
Yeah.
Whereas the other boy who was said, yeah, let's go to and get the tea towel, it was his father's place. He was looking after the gasworks and the boy was not meant to be on site anyway, so I guess Dad at home would have had some strong words.
Jeez. Well, thank you.
Naughty boys. There you go. Another naughty real boys. Story from right here in the Cairns region.
So people hear it from us here with you on a Thursday, but also if they are interesting, at the Cairns Museum, you can go and visit the Growing Up in the Tropic exhibition. I love your Cairns Museum Facebook page. There's always so much going on that people can learn. But, yeah, if they are interested, head down to Shill Street to the Cairns Museum and be a part of that great exhibition on right now.
We'll chat to our Dr. Sandy again next week right here on Triple M.
Thanks, guys.